Hey you, Nina here.
This episode plays with trauma awareness, and I mean really, there is no trigger warning needed this go because we are going to be rocking it metaphor style.
So I'm curious.
You ready to play?
Welcome to Triggered. Can we play with that? You know that moment when your emotions ramp up in an instant, leaving you feeling helpless, frozen, or out of control? In that moment, you've been emotionally hijacked, the very definition of triggered. And I want to ask you, can we play with that? I'm Nina L. Garcia, drama therapist and empowerment coach of Houston Creative Arts Therapy. Join me as we discover ways to empower you and the people who mean the most to you to transform hard conversations into teachable moments. Triggered. Real playful. Real respectful. Real empowered.
Let's take a breath. So we're going to be playing with trauma awareness for the rest of this episode. And like I said, there's no trigger warning needed because we're really going to stay in this sort of allegory metaphorical world of how can we start recognizing and relating trauma when it pops up. And we're going to play with it in a real fun way. And by real fun, I mean it can be fun and I hope it's fun for you. We're going to be learning. We're going to be a little creative. Let's go. So this episode is part of a series, right? It's Mental Health Awareness Month. We've done two episodes before this. We're going to have four total by the end of it, one for each week. And in the first episode, we did recognition around how do you notice your emotions. The second week was about how do you express those emotions so they don't get all bottled up and blow up later. And now this week is really about how do we start recognizing the bigger things that might be there leading to patterns of I can't recognize my emotions and I can't deal with them because it feels overwhelming. Overwhelming, Nina. I get it. So let's take another breath. And let's understand our trauma better. Because my question for you right at the top is, what is the cost? You know, what is it costing you to not understand how trauma may be showing up in your life or in the life of the people that you know and that you love? I want to be able to give you more understanding around the human experience of it. So here goes. Let's imagine that your life is a river. And this is a great allegory that popped up from Peter Levine for anybody who wants to go out there and do a little research on this excellent trauma expert. But let's imagine again that your life is a river. And as you are cruising down this river in your boat or your float or your yacht, right, whatever it is, however comfortable you feel in the river that is your life, you are cruising on down it. And you can go all the way to the left banks of the river, and you can cruise in the center if you want, or you can go all the way to the right banks of the river, right? If nothing has ever bad, quote unquote, happened to you in your life, you have this great window of tolerance, buzzword, to be able to go from the left to the right and anywhere in between. Your window of tolerance is as wide and open as it can get. As you get older, certain things begin to happen to you. For some of us, this happens very young, and it begins to really shift the shape of our river for the rest of our lives. But what it looks like, regardless of the age it happens, is this. You're cruising on down your river, and then something happens. Something like, let's say in this case, a car accident. A car accident happens, and all of a sudden, in your river appear these like rocky rapids, right? And rapids are like, there's rocks underneath you. It gets bumpy. You're like, I don't know if I can handle this, right? Because as some of us may know, after a car accident, you may feel jittery. You may feel jumpy. You may feel anxious even to look at cars, much less drive them. You may be able to stay on back streets, but not go onto the highway, right? All of a sudden, these rapids have appeared and your boat wants to try to steer clear of them because they're rough, but eventually it gets through them. Eventually, if you are getting through those rapids, you have learned how to regulate again. Your anxiety decreases over time, let's say about a month or so for most people, depending on what it is. And you're able to regulate more and more. Your window of tolerance increases again. The rapids slowly start to disappear, and you're riding in that river of life gets a lot smoother. Ah, right? We made it through. You learned how to deal with some difficult stuff, and you probably came out a little bit stronger. Then there's this funny little special thing that happens with our river of life. Sometimes those rapids can reappear. Sometimes. Often, what will end up happening is that if they're reappearing, it's because likely they did not fully go away. Let's imagine, however, that you do get those rapids to go away. And you're like, oh yeah, that was a thing that happened. That's in the past, down back there in the river. And you keep going. But then something so bad happens, so traumatic happens, that it's not just, you know, rocky rapids. It becomes a whirlpool in your river. And it hits the edge, right? Let's say the left edge in this case. And a whirlpool just sucks everything into it, right? In other words for it, and like it's a maelstrom, okay? It's chaos. It's this vortex that just sucks it on down. And of course, you're in this river. You can't get out and get on the banks just yet. This is dangerous. And the thing is that when something traumatic happens and it creates a vortex in your river of life, it makes you feel like you are going to be sucked in. And so let's say this vortex takes up 50% of your river. All of a sudden, you can't go into that 50% of the river anymore. That is way too dangerous. So you stay away from it. And you stay only in the right side of the river. And your window of tolerance for life is now 50% of what it once was. You're not able to engage as fully as you were before because your body recognizes that that would be dangerous at this point in time. And if we could let that go and move past and slowly let that vortex shrink, then we would be good, great, golden. For those of us who this becomes more than just a singular trauma, it becomes more like PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. It stays. And it doesn't get smaller. And things that happen begin to get sucked into that maelstrom, that vortex. And it feels even more dangerous, almost as if pieces of us are being sucked into it. And our body says, just stay away from it, avoid it at all costs, and you'll be fine. Look, this 50% of the river, it's great, right? I mean, it's just enough. But I don't want you to live a just enough life. I want you to be able to feel so confident on this river that slowly you are able to edge your boat, just lean into that vortex just enough that you don't get sucked in, you don't get overwhelmed, you don't crumble. You lean in just enough to know that you can, and then you come right back to that 50% of the river that you know is safe. Ah. And then when you're ready again, maybe you lean in another extra percentage more, just enough so that you know you can, and then you come right back. This is what trauma is like when it stays. It makes you feel like it is this terrifying thing that is with you always, but it doesn't have to be that way. If you are a person who is stuck in and only 30% of what you are worth of living, 50%, 20%, 75%, if it's not 100%, I am talking to you, boo. You deserve to live a life that is 100% as full as it can be. 100% full. If you're struggling with something less than that, there are so many options you have to be able to say, I'm just going to take my boat right on in just a little bit and come on back until that whirlpool has effectively diminished to 0%. Until you can fully live your life again. And it is possible. I know, because I hear it every week, inevitably, as a trauma therapist myself and a drama therapist myself. I hear this weekly. I don't feel, Nina, like my PTSD can ever be healed. I don't feel like I can ever get rid of that trauma. And I will be honest with you. Whether it is rapids or whether it is a vortex, we cannot change the fact that it ever existed. We can't. What we can do is diminish its effect on where you are presently in the river until it is so non-existent that it becomes a part of where you have been and not where you are. You deserve more than something that happened once upon a time continuing to affect you for the rest of your life. Now, we're nearing the end of the episode. And of course, I'm wondering, what is your takeaway? I regularly, every week, I work with people who struggle with trauma. Every day, if I'm honest, I work with people who struggle with where they're at, with their experience with trauma. It does not have to be a vortex in your life, and it doesn't have to remain rocky rapids either. We can do more. You can do more. And so some of the resources that I want to leave you with in this particular episode, especially as it is on mental health awareness, is if you have the rocky rapid situation or the vortex situation and you are not living your fullest breadth of life in the river that is your life, I want to invite you to head online and find a trauma therapist, right? T-R-A-U-M-A. I happen to be a drama therapist that is also a trauma therapist. You can find that online. It's very easy. You might also want to look for some other key things, some other resources that I would offer is if someone specializes in CPT, that's cognitive processing therapy, you can head to Google and look up a little bit more on that too, specifically designed for people experiencing PTSD. You may also want to look up EMDR. That is a great tool used with trauma, as well as neurofeedback, which can be done outside at a treatment center, can also be done in the comfort and safety of your own home. Do head to Google on that or shoot me a message, and I will be happy, overjoyed to share with you a few resources on how I would get neurofeedback for you at your house. So, beyond this, I want you to let me know what you're playing with. Head to HoustonCreativeArtsTherapy.com/podcast, especially if you're looking to submit your own moment for an upcoming episode. I want to talk with you. For those of you who enjoy a bit of self-exploration, you know I'm going to leave you with a question for this upcoming week, and it's this. I want you to ask yourself, where are the rocky rapids in my life? Where are the vortexes in my life? How limited is my window of tolerance for life because of those rapids and those vortexes? I know that's three questions and it feels a little bit like cheating, but I promise you it's so worth it to ask yourself those three in that order. I want you to empower yourself to live your best life possible. Trauma, PTSD, they can be things that are in the past. They don't have to affect your present life, and they don't have to move forward with you. Change is possible. Change is possible. That's what we planned for today, folks. Thanks for taking a minute to explore your triggers as a human. And if this has been helpful and you'd like to support Triggered Can We Play With That, please feel free to leave a rating and or review on iTunes, as that's what helps other people find us when you do. Otherwise, stay curious.